You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like two is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam, and we have a very special episode for you today. Tonight, whenever you're listening, a very summery themed episode. Adam, hello, welcome. Why don't you tell everyone what we're doing on the show tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, listeners. Hello, everyone throughout the cities in Canada that were syndicated throughout. On this episode of Revolution Rock, we are celebrating Endless Summer by playing the music of the Beach Boys. And this is something we've wanted to do for a while because the Beach Boys, I think, respectively, are one of our mutually favorite groups, and one that is, if you want to talk about a group changing and a group evolving and then just shifting their sound, like there's no like better I think example than this group, starting off as kind of a novelty act. They were the Beach Boys. They were singing songs about surfing and going to the beach, and then they evolved into this act that made these complicated studio as an instrument intricate recordings that influenced everything from post-rock to orchestral pop, and then kind of devolved with interpersonal tension, with personal demons band members faced, into something that was much harder to pin down, that ranges its influence from, as I said, a lot of orchestral pop, a lot of post-rock, but also punk and new wave. And we're going to celebrate that history and this lineage of the Beach Boys on this episode.
Yeah, we're going to be playing some deep cuts, so a lot of outtakes and alternate versions. There might be one or two live tracks,
and a smattering of covers as well,
and some covers by other bands doing the Beach Boys. And you know what's cool about this is when we were going through the material for the show, that when we were picking it, the Beach Boys have a lot of box sets of recording sessions. Obviously, there's Pet Sounds sessions, which took a long time, and there's lots of different versions. But basically, every record was like that. And there's been, I don't know how many box sets, but they're currently up to, they ended with Surf's Up. Feel Flows just came out, and that combined the sessions from Sunflower and Surf's Up. And there's some really cool stuff on there. We're going to be playing some stuff from that.
And actually, they did one for the follow-up album as well, Holland. So really, yeah, they've been continuing on with this this trajectory. I'm not sure how much longer they can go on, but I think kind of the core records from the late 60s and early 70s are covered. But the Beach Boys were more than those big watershed moments in pop. They were also a very popular group. And I think, you know, what we should do is go through the chronology of the band, discuss it a little bit, and then go through their music that way, including What They Cut Their Teeth On, a song that marginally charted but was not a success. One that would become more successful when it was released on the subsequent record, Surf and Safari, emboldened by the massive chart success of that single, which really paved the way for who the Beach Boys were going to be. They were going to be that band that sung about surfing, even though the majority of the members, A, did not know how to surf, or B, disliked it.
I think Dennis Wilson was the only one that could surf.
And I think one of the members, it may have been Al Jardine, I'm not quite sure, was actually afraid of the water.
Perfect. So yeah, the early stuff, and they would obviously revisit it in different ways throughout their career, especially when they would wind up basically becoming one of the first, not cover acts, but one of those bands that would just play the hits, you know?
And they would, absolutely. And especially in their early discography, like a lot of rock bands of that era, there was not that much original material. They mainly covered traditionals and other big rock numbers. But then as the band progressed, especially getting into the mid-60s, they really came out as songwriters, particularly Carl Wilson and his brother, who would kind of be the de facto leader for the longest time of the group, Brian Wilson, whose incredible ear for arrangements and complicated rhythms would shift the way that popular music was written and was thought about, basically showing that you can make these symphonic, very complex arrangements in what are really catchy pop songs.
Yeah, and that started with, and still an influential and good-selling album, Pet Sounds in 66, would go on to influence the Beatles. They would often influence each other. But this song, this album in particular, changed everything, and it showed that pop music could be different. And I think that is a lasting influence that they've had throughout their career, despite how they started out singing songs about surfing, girls, cars, American culture. That was always in there, but starting with Pet Sounds and the albums that kind of came in between, they delved into different subject matter before going back around to the similar themes that they were known for.
Absolutely. But you know what? I think there is something majestic, really great about those early Beach Boy recordings as well. Yes, they were songs about cars and about girls and about beaches, but there's this incredible naivety about them and just like such great arrangements in these early pop songs. You know what? Let's just hear a sampling of that. We're going to start off with our first set being early recordings from the Beatles. From the Beach Boys. The Beatles.
No Beatles.
Well, you know, the Beatles are going to come into play a little bit later on as we'll talk about with their influence. I'm jumping the gun with that. But no, all about the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, and the music created by this California group. And we were going to start off, Dave, I wonder if you could talk about this, with their debut single and the one that really launched their career, which was Surfin'.
Yeah, this song, I believe they recorded it themselves. It was the first single they put out. Obviously, it's about surfing and that sort of theme. It was the beginning. And when a box set came out called Made in California several decades later, and this would happen throughout the box set reissues campaign, they'd add like different parts of the session with the song. So like sometimes when you record a song, there's a false start or talking beforehand. Well, what's interesting about this one, and this is literally the first single, there's a session intro where they're talking a little bit, and I think there is a false start before they start the actual song, which would be their first single. So we thought it would be appropriate to start it off chronologically, literally from the beginning moments of the Beach Boys recording. So let's do that. This is Surfin', which would later wind up on Surfin' Safari. I believe originally released in 1961. Going all the way back to 1961. You're listening to Revolution Rock here, where we're celebrating Beach Boys with some deep cuts, outtakes, and stuff you might not know about. So let's get started. Here's a longer version of the song Surfin' on Revolution Rock.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for...
Take seven, surfing.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf.
with Bob, Bob, dip-da-dip, dip-da-dip, Bob, Bob, dip-da-dip. I got up this morning, turned on my radio. I was checking out the surfing scene to see if I would go. And when the DJ tells me that the surfing is fine, that's when I know my baby and I will have a good time. Go and surf, Bob, dip-da-dip, dip-da-dip, surf, Bob, dip-da-dip. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf with me. Bob, dip-da-dip, dip-da-dip, Bob, dip-da-dip. From the early morning to the middle of the night, anytime a surf is up, the time is right. And when the surf is down to take its place, we'll do the surfer stomp. It's the latest dance craze. Surfing, surfing, surfing. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf with me. Bob, dip, 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 bob, bob, dip, dip. Now the dawn is breaking and we really gotta go. But we'll be back here very soon, that you better know. Yeah, my surfing knots are rising and my board is losing wax, but that won't stop me, baby, 'cause you know I'm coming back. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now come on, pretty baby, and surf with me. Yeah.
Alright, knock it off.
Sizzle, oh, sizzle me.
and run to outstretched arms. And soon we'll be living with our lover's charms.
Land ahoy, land ahoy, lapis doyle ahoy.
Land ahoy, sailor boy. Oh, land ahoy, sailor boy. Oh,
land ahoy, sailor boy.
Thank you. Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round.
Of course you are, I can tell. Sitting there beating your, your drums. Let's go. Ready, Carl?
I Get Around is overdue.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
It's only been done on 10 hours.
Well, let's not.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
I don't think we should even attempt that.
I hate it.
She's rolling.
We shouldn't even do that, Mike.
Shouldn't do what?
We should even do it.
Do what?
It's overdoing it, I'd say.
Do what?
I Get Around.
California Girls is our latest record now.
Be true to your school. That sounds funny to do that, but I Get Around,
I thought we were going to just goof around a little bit and do it slow or something. Do round, round, get around, slow or something.
Well, what key's round? I Get Around.
Round, round, get around.
I Get Around.
Yes.
Get around.
Sounds a lot better than this point. Say, okay, here we go. All these coke girls, just like the record, you know, it has some, makes a little more sense.
All right, what I have to do is now plead with them to keep going now and get into it.
Get into it, all three of you.
Get into it.
No, don't. No, you got to plead with them, Brian.
Hell, how many times?
Cry.
No. What?
Practically cry, almost break down, and plead. That'll get it.
All right, here we go. We're rolling. We're just fooling here. Let's go. Fool. Fool, take one.
Round, round, get around.
That's the way we're gonna do it.
Try a stage thing, huh? Okay, go on. Let's manufacture a spontaneous move.
Come on, go.
Go, man.
You are tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. Of course, you may also be listening to us on any of the stations that syndicate the program. On this edition of the show, me and Dave are playing nothing but Beach Boys and Beach Boys affiliated songs, coming back from a block of their earlier material, and nothing officially released from a record. These are all either alternative versions, studio outtakes, or alternative mixes. So all Beach Boys, like you haven't heard them before, including that last song, which is actually a version of one of my favorite songs from the group that originally was found on Summer Days and Summer Nights. This was an alternative recording session, though, which featured this alternative version of Let Him Run Wild.
Yeah, and before that, we heard a pair of versions of I Get Around. When the Beach Boys recorded their Party album, it was an acoustic album that featured a lot of covers and a couple acoustic rearranged versions of their songs. But as with the case with almost every Beach Boys album, there has been a very lavish box set, not always released in a physical format,
mm-hmm.
But usually on CD, but lately they've also been doing the vinyl ones. But
the story behind Party is very interesting, yeah. Especially for this box set, because it isn't just that the band went in to record an album, or it wasn't that they went in to record a live show. This was an in-the-studio live recording, which was called together from hundreds of hours of the band performing in the studio.
And this was just a small snippet from the box set, where it's just basically, I think they did, I don't know how many sessions they did, like they tried a lot of songs, they did covers, they did some Beatles songs, they did a bunch of other things too. And this is clearly a moment when either they were just starting to do songs like this or they were just fooling around. And it's kind of funny because they're talking about how they hate I Get Around. They don't want to play it anymore. It's on too many releases. And it's just funny to hear them in the studio having fun. And then before that, we heard another version of I Get Around. This was actually the band just performing it live in the studio. And this cut was done in 1964. And this can be found on